ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग। टुडे बाबा हैज गिवन अस वन एम एंड बाबा हैज रिपीटेड इट सेवरल टाइम्स। बाबा सेड यू मस्ट बिकम द एंजल द एंजल द एंजल। बाबा हैज रिपीटेड इट and Baba's given us a very simple method to become an angel. Just two things: keep the mind clean and pure, good wishes for all, and secondly, keep the intellect clear. And so when Baba says swachh, pure mind, Baba's given that definition: a mind that has nothing but good wishes and pure feelings. And then Baba hasn't defined the clear intellect, but if you reflect on it, you'll see that an intellect that's not influenced by my old sanskaras, an intellect that's not influenced by other human beings, an intellect that's under the canopy of God, and so it's only God's influence that's working on the intellect. Because Baba said that if you want to be an angel, then it's these two things that will allow you to understand what you have to do within a second. If it takes longer than a second to put a full stop to things of the past, if it takes you 10 seconds, it's too late. Because in the final paper, you'll have to know immediately what it is you need to do. And there's a very lovely expression that Baba has used for Brahma Baba. I'll share the Hindi. Turant Dan Mahapunya. That when you do something immediately, then that's the greatest act of charity. And so when Baba's asking me to put a full stop to the past and do what I need to do today, then if I do it at that moment, there's special help given by Baba. And so let me be able to have such a clear connection with Baba that I catch the signal and I'm able to do that. So what is the donation I yet have to give to Baba? And so some of us have been working on things for decades, some of Baba's new children, but whatever it is, can I see what is it that still remains that I have to give up? And one of the big things that Baba has said generally for everyone, but of course for each one individually, each one can reflect, but Baba said the big stains that are still on most souls are the stains of waste thoughts. How, if, but, why, all of these things that come up bring 1,000 waste thoughts with them. And so if I'm following in Baba's footsteps to give donation of all these questions that keep coming up and simply make the effort that Baba wants me to make for myself, then service will happen in a very easy and natural way. And so becoming double light means letting go of the burden of the past, letting go of the burden of waste thoughts, and just simply following God's Srimad. Another very interesting sentence that comes in the Murali, and again it's just a short sentence because Baba has clarified things many times before. But today, very interesting definition, very clear about what it is when Baba says, follow the Father, what does that mean? And it's a question that's come up here many times. But today Baba is saying, follow Brahma Baba in terms of action and follow Shiv Baba in terms of your stage, sthiti. And within that, again, Sakar Murlis, Avyakt Murlis, I'll take up the subject of stage first. To follow the Father in terms of stage, and Baba has spoken many times about the incorporeal stage, just as God is always detached from the body and free, to have that same stage of changing my consciousness away from this to here, the incorporeal stage. And then another aspect that Baba's taken up often in the Sakar Muralis, can you become the master ocean of knowledge? God comes and his main task is of purification. But the process of purification begins with understanding. And so, am I able to take from the ocean all the knowledge that the ocean has and wants to give each one of us, and be able to keep that with myself so that it's able to guide me in my life? And so the incorporeal stage, the stage of Master Ocean of Knowledge, but also Baba's incorporeal, God's humility. God able to just simply do what is needed and become incognito. Yes, in bhakti we sing praise of God, but in Sangam Yuga, when God comes on earth, God's task is so completely invisible that out of the billions of souls, only maybe 9,900,000 actually recognize who God is, what he does. And that's because there's no show, there's no dazzle, there's nothing external. God just simply doing his work, what he needs to do, quietly, incognito. And even the role of giving gyan. Through Sakar Baba, that finished many years ago. Through Avyakt form, Baba giving gyan, again, that finished some years ago. And so today, it's really, truly each one's personal incorporeal connection with the incorporeal, which immediately means that if there is any aspect of arrogance, any aspect of ego, of I can't make that connection, I can't follow in Baba's footsteps. And so that stage of being able to really let go of any aspect of body consciousness of I, and just simply be able to be Baba's instrument. And so humility. And so in terms of consciousness, Baba's defined following Shiv Baba and following Shiv Baba in terms of my inner stage at all times. And then in following Brahma Baba, you all heard the story of Brahma Baba, the first visions, and immediately the question, what do I need to do? And the answer of total surrender, but also of total acceptance of responsibility for all the children. Not an easy task. It was a time of upheaval. A lot of upheaval in the world outside, but also a lot of upheaval within Sindh, where Baba's teaching of purity was being challenged very strongly. And yet at that time, Baba accepting everybody who came to him and making all the houses available for all his children to come and stay together. And so that stage of loving and detached, detached and loving, demonstrated both by Shiv Baba, but also Brahma Baba. And so can I accept the whole family as my family? Brahma Baba accepted all the children as his family instantly and looked after them and cared for them. And so not one or two or four individuals, but everyone within the family. And so a very sweet and clear definition of how I follow Shiv Baba and how I must follow Brahma Baba. And then of course, through the whole of Baba's life, the tireless service that Baba did. And Baba then later, after this detailed definition of how to be double light and how to be an angel, then Baba's talked about the different wings that used to happen in Madhuban. Even today they have their meetings and so forth. But in the last period of Avyakta Baba, Baba didn't meet all the groups as such. But here Baba giving very specific, detailed instructions to the people who started the administrators' wing and also the media folk. But also Baba's, I won't go into that at the moment. There's many things this morning to fit in. But Baba's also spoken to the Madhuban Nivasis. And Baba said how Baba literally comes and takes care of Madhuban in such a way that nobody's defects are visible. When you go to Madhuban, what do you see? You just see tireless service, beautiful smiles, angels who are doing Baba's task in a beautiful way. And so Baba says, of course each one is an effort maker. And sometimes we get a glimpse of that also. But when we go to Madhuban, we don't notice any of those things. And that's because it's Baba who's creating that atmosphere in which everybody just takes nothing but benefit. And I was thinking that this word Madhuban also exists in Bhakti, the memorial of Krishna and so on and so on. But for us, the living reality of Madhuban, the sacred place, but also every single one of Baba's homes sacred. When Daddy used to talk about the yajna, the sacrificial fire, on a spiritual level, a metaphor, but also on a physical level, the place where God's work continues. And so the sacrificial fire, the yajna of Madhuban, the big yajna, and I remember this from the days of Pune, Daddy is in Pune and she's telling us about Madhuban. And she uses this word yajna all the time. But in fact also Baba later on told us that every single center is a yajna, a sacred place. And in Bhakti, there are two types of people. When they take an offering to the temple, some will select the best. Nothing but the best will do. And they'll take the best for God. And sometimes there are others and they'll say, well, this isn't so useful for me. I'll give it to the temple. Both types. But both types also exist in the Brahmin family. everything starts in the Brahmin family. And so some will say, nothing but the best for Baba's house. Others will say, well, you know, this isn't so useful for me. I can take it to Baba's house. They'll make use of it. And so what is my attitude to Baba's home? Can I have that awareness of the sanctity of Baba's home? Can I have that recognition that truly it's God's home and what I bring is for Baba, not for a human being, but for Baba? So today's Murali takes up different things. First, the aspect of angel and becoming an angel. And in that, Baba has specifically asked, because at that time, we used to think that the date that we've set ourselves has changed. So when I first came to Baba, we thought that 1976 is the time we'll all go home. And I remember speaking to many of the Brahmins at that time, telling them that. And then when 1977 was about to begin, December, Baba gave a very powerful murali. Okay, are you ready to go home? Would you change your lifestyle if you knew that there was still more time? Would you still follow this lifestyle? And then through the years, different people said different things. Baba always said, don't be date conscious. And later on, Baba started saying, you give Baba a date by when you will be ready. So the last two muralis was Brahma Baba encouraging Shiv Baba to have the children fix a date for being complete to go home. And today again, Shiv Baba is asking the question, are you ready to go home? When will you be ready? Tell me, will you be ready by the end of the year 2000? This murali is from February 2000. And so will you be ready soon or by the end of 2000? Or do you need more time? And then I was asked Daddy Janki, when will the double foreigners be ready? And Daddy has said now. And it's been many years since. But maybe we can remember to make that extra effort so that we don't keep Brahma Baba waiting much longer.